Yes, you see, those figures are not taking in all the actual realities of what's happening in the industry and the way that the decisions are reached. There needs to be more clarification on that. As the host nation of the fishing grounds, there was consideration for those nations that when a stock collapsed or if it needed to be cut, then the host nations wouldn't suffer more than the visiting fleets, because it would be detrimental to those coastal communities, because they'd be affected more, because we'd be more dependent on those stocks. The Hague preferences were brought in, and we don't get as big a cut in that particular year than anywhere else. So it looks like the scientific advice has been exceeded for our measurement, but the overall scientific advice hasn't. So the scientific advice is still followed. It just means that we get a greater share. But once the stock recovers, that is in reverse. We give that fish back to the other visiting nations. They get a greater slice of the increase than we do in the following recovery years. That's one element of it. The other element is that tarring us with the same brush then is that we are the fifth in line that's exceeding this when our figures are so small. So just to give an example, 10 times our quota in monkfish is caught by France. So if we go 5% over for social economic reasons, above our scientific advice, that 5% is nothing in comparison to if France or some other country went above 5%. So unless you actually look at the actual figures of the stocks and look at the stock book, then it's not seeing like for like. And we already have a small share of the fish in our own waters. And I think it's really unfair that this isn't looked at closer, and we look at the various figures. And then we also look at, Tom, and we give an example of the Hague fishery, right? The Hague stocks, there's three areas now, because of the scientific advice changing in recent years, they no longer look at independent stocks and give advice on the catch rates for them. They take into consideration of other stocks that would be caught with them in the net. So in the whitefish sector, when you throw out your net, you will get a mixture of cod, haddock, hake, you know, mixed in various quantities. So giving a stock advice on one of those is no longer deemed the correct way forward by the scientific community. And that throws in up all the questions over what the common fishery policy was designed upon in the first place. And if they want to get clear and to fact check, they need to talk to the industry and say, well, what's your take on this? And give us the right to reply. So instead of just doing an opinion piece and having reading off the data off one particular viewpoint, they should do a more balanced look at it. So just to give you an example, Tom, of what I'm talking about, right? Hake, the upper limit for hake that the scientists said could be caught in the specific stock was 147,000 tons, right? And instead, they took the mid-range of that and they gave the catch rate was 104,000 tons. So if we exceeded that figure by 10%, we were still staying well below the stock advice for that fishery for that year, you know? So they have to look closer at this and investigate it closer. That's just one stock, you know, that can be replicated right across the stocks. Look, fishermen are doing their absolute best, changing gear, spending tens of thousands of euros in money and lost earnings, steaming hundreds of miles to try and catch the legal amount of fish that they're allowed to catch to sustain the stocks. Fishermen want to stay fishing. They want to protect the stocks. If they go out of business because the stocks are destroyed, the millions and millions of euros that they've invested in their business goes nowhere. It's gone. And fishermen and the people I represent are fed up risking their lives to come back into shore after risking their lives to bring in fish to be met with this negative media attention. That is simply just not correct. And it's unfair to be doing it at a time that our industry is in such a crisis.